I didn't know anything much about money anyway, but on the way out, I had not intended to go out down river again. Of course, it's about a several hundred miles to go down the Kaikuk River and down to the mouth of the river, going away from Dawson, you're going downstream. And I couldn't wanted to get to be going traveling around the way down the river. So I talked around with some old timer, and they wanted to get out of the country on account of winter. And they kind of scared me a little bit on it too. And I said, well, I don't want to stay in here if it's that cold. And I said, well, it's a long ways down the Kaikuk River. It's pretty near several hundred miles. It goes this way and that way and all the way down. And you're not going up or near towards Dawson. You're going down. And there's nothing but a way down. There's only St. Michael's in the ocean. And you're just going away from any place. So I figured it out, that I would go back up and get out of the country if I could. I didn't stay to prospect or do hardly anything, but all the country was staked over, like you know how it is. It was kind of new at that time, and there was nobody, not many of them, but they could stake more ground, and they staked so much that there was nothing left.
Well, Ben, how did you solve this then? I mean, you didn't want to go down, you wanted to go back up. What did you do?
I decided to go cross over to the Yukon.
Cross
country. Right straight over, coming this way, right down, right straight across. And I walked 150 miles.
On Shank's mare.
That's right. Now, I tell you, the country's all, it's not brushy or anything, it's just straggling. Timber like grows in the north. It isn't very thick anywhere. But I left the Kaikuk, as they called it, Kaikuk, and that was above Battles, about 100 miles, you know. And that was what they called a mining town. And it grew to be quite a few people around there. Buildings started to go up, but there was no life in it, and there was nothing for me. And it was getting towards the latter part of the season. And I thought to myself, I'm quite a bit further north, and they're talking about this cold country. I said, I don't know whether I better stay here or not. I was looking out for myself.
Well, where'd you hit the Yukon? Where did you hit the Yukon?
I came out, well, I tell you, I went up. I mean to say, I went down the Yukon from Whitehorse when after I got
from Battles.
From Battles.
Wait a minute.
When you came across from Coldfoot.
Oh, when I got up to the Battles, I went on up to Coldfoot. That's another 100 miles.
We know, Ben.
Yeah,
I went that. I went that in a boat in my own.
Before the winter came.
Now I'm in the summer. I'm in July or something.
Yeah. But after summer and the cold weather, you looked up in the mountains and saw the snow coming, and you decided it was cold. You better get
well,
up. You walked.
You know, the further you go north, the less snow is on the mountains. Of course, there's more sunshine, and you can't tell me there's any snow up there.
No, but Ben,
but there is snow on all mountains way up high.
Up high.
Well, Mike was asking. You see. You didn't want to go down river, so away from Dawson, so you decided to strike across country and
that's
hit the Yukon.
I was away up 1,000 miles per day, the way the river goes, and it took a long time to get up there, but I was on a steamer and I got as far as Battles.
Well, you walked across country, though, to get back out of there.
Wait a minute, Carl. Okay. I got to Battles on a steamboat, and I was a carpenter on the steamboat, and I got paid off and wanted to go up and do to the mines. I had to build a poling boat.
Mm-hmm.
You can't run any more boats up above Battle. That's just all a shallow stream and rivers and everything else. And I had run into an old California prospector that wanted to go up. And he said he'd like to go up with me because I said, I've got to go up to where the mines are. That's another 100 miles above Battle's. and he joined me as a partner, you know, and I bought a boat there that was partly built and finished it, and we both got in that boat, put our grubby in it, and pulled it, and with a rope and hauled it over river, got up to Coldfoot. Coldfoot was a little bit, quite a little, you know, buildings people had gone in there and built little streets and everything. We got to Coldfoot, and then I left there to go up to the Hammond River. You were telling the Hammond River is a bit rich quick. Everything was all staked, and I went up to Hammond River, and I could see nothing there. There was no wood. Everything was all staked, and there was all the men they wanted and everything. I even worked for wages, you know, but they wouldn't even let. But I didn't have to work for wages. I had a few dollars because I went up there with the intentions of going to any place where there was not newfound gold. But, you know, I got no encouragement. When I got to Hammond River, everything was staked and just had all the help they wanted. And I came back down to Coldfoot, which is about 20 miles below the mines. But there was other mines up the other way called Murderfick, and it was just about as far, 20 miles to walk. I went out to that, and I was pretty much starved before. I didn't take any lunch or anything, but
there was nothing to eat.
And
are you hungry now?
No.
Yeah, I'm hungry. How about you, Carl?
Yeah, I think we should have a little break.
A little lunch. Link brought you some lunch.
They've got all kinds of fried chicken. Let's eat some of it.
Hold on, I'll have it. Now you're helping me out here.
Yeah.
And the always about 1,000 miles up the Tycho River,
come
up from the mouth, and you're not getting home. When you go down the river, you're getting away. You got to come up to Yukon. That's the way I don't think you get anywhere. Yukon's a great one for getting acquainted, and I was getting to know more people then when she was living. She was my great wife. She came from the same place I was born.
She did.
Born in the same place.
She was a Canadian, huh?
Yeah.
Bring
Canadian.
That out, but for God's sake, let's go further along in Alaska first.
What was her name, Ben?
Her first name was Annie Laurie.
Annie Laurie,
same as old Scots.
Old Harry Lauder, huh? Annie Laurie.
Annie Laurie.
No.
That was her first name. But she was my best. He was really my best friend.
Jim Stewart.
Well, I've heard that word.
He was a miner around the area on Goldstream and on the number of creeks there. Her name was Stewart. She was Jim Stewart's daughter.
Oh.
And her first name
I've heard the name Stewart more precious than I don't know any other place. That's a pretty common name in a way, not a well-known name.
I don't
excuse me. Her first name is Alaska.
Well, that's fine. That's the best name. You would get in this country.
Yeah.
Alaska. You wouldn't call you.
Pretty well fed when you get fussy.
Alaska.
Maybe just some other
lunch with me. Well, my lunch with me is pretty small.
Mike, that's a nice salad. Everything's good.
Mike, that's a nice.
Everything's
lunch.
Good.
Thank you, Mike.
Wonderful.
There's some, I unwrapped two sandwiches there, and they're egg salad sandwiches, if you like.
Mm.
And I have some others. We'll leave them with you and Ben when we leave.
Leave with Ben, Mike. Mainly. Yeah, no use leaving some spoil. I mean, you've got...
I enjoy every bit of company I have coming here like this. I didn't expect it.
Well, Ben,
you would have caught me in bed if it had been another hour or two more later.
we enjoy coming to see you. We like to come see now, you.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, Leonard. I appreciate all my good friends. And you know, I'm not so good at remembering everything, you know. I have people come here that know me, but I don't. I can't remember them. I think I'm losing my head. Maybe.
Well, at 94, my memory, I'm in trouble at 57. You should worry about 94.
Ben, don't worry about it. I'm a few years younger than you, and I have trouble, too.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's all my lifetime I've been getting along happy and everything else. When you get mixed up with some mining property and things, get mixed up in litigation. Mm-hmm. You don't like to let them run over you and claim your property. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get mixed up with a lot of fatherless fellows, Ben.
Oh, you don't know what it is.
But you do that every place. Mine's no worse than the others, no. I don't think. Maybe it is. Is it, Carl?
No.
Well, Carl, remember, you haven't had any trouble with your mining property, did you?
No, not much. Not yet.
It just shows up more sometimes.
Well, you know, I never had to speak to anybody else's land. I wouldn't take it if you'd pay me for it. Under no condition would I take it. I'd get it. But I've had my difficulties. And I'm still trying to push in on it.
Have another wing, Carl?
No. Egg salad sandwiches are my favorite. If those were just half that size, I don't think I need the whole thing.
I haven't got much that's worth anything in my
way. Give me the other hand, Mike. Thank you.
Take care of that.
He might want some more.
Where were you married, Mr. Falls? Were you married here in Livengood or in Fairbanks?
Married?
Yes.
You got me seeing. I was married in Seattle.
Were you? Did you meet your wife in Seattle?
Oh, I brought her in.
We went to school together. We'll bring that in.
Oh.
If we can later.
I think you were out Alaska, outside with the puppy.
Oh.
And he said that his wife came from...
Ontario.
Yeah, from Ontario.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she was a neighbor.
We
knew each other as kids.
I knew my wife when I was 17 years old.
For him? Isn't that something?
We're good friends and went about and highly respected parents. Father was the lead of the whole country in that vicinity. And her brother and sisters
were highly
respectable. But there was one of the brothers. One of my wife's brothers. He's a great man to be at the parties and the dances.
I could hear some more in there.
And they used to call on him, you know, call off for the squadrilla set down. And
it's a busy eating. I forgot all about drinking.
Quite a bit of that. But my wife's brother, he was just a little older than her, and he used to lead the social dances all around, you know, to get him to be the caller of quadrille dancing. And
square dances, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Many times I, at the first sister that I married, you know, I mean to say his sister, I married. And he was a close of a fellow with me and all the rest of them. And that part of the neighborhood, and my own township. Our country was all cut up into, from a county to townships. Mm-hmm. And the townships were, other so many sections, and that was all divided up. Highways and roads all through the country. Farmers had fruit trees that had grown years before I was born. Usually the orchards that have trees and apples and all the things is all there. I don't know what I ever left it for.
You left it for gold, Ben.
Because they couldn't make a living.
I'm sorry if I kicked you.
But my father-in-law, we lost their mother. She was sick for 2 years and with TB, and it lasted so long that I never played the darn thing because I don't even treat it. I can play a tune.
I'd love to hear you play.
But mostly. But it's what we're doing.
There's a killjoy.
Well, Ben, I'm glad to hear you call it a violin instead of a fiddle.
Well, I name it violin. my violin here, I've always had a violin.
I think.
You know, when I get lonesome, I'll pick it up and try to think of some of the tunes and everything.
Is that
I
right?
Could play a different tune all night.
Do you like that chicken?
I'm sure I do, but I'm not just trying to eat so fast. But I'll eat it when after you're all gone. I'll have this when I want it.
Oh, we'll leave you some.
We're going to leave you some chicken and all kinds of stuff.
I want to accommodate you with anything I can tell you, you know.
We thought we'd have lunch and then
go ahead and eat, Ben.
You go ahead and eat.
Go ahead and eat and we'll quit talking. I think we're bothering you
too
much.
Oh, I can eat it after you're gone.
When you're through eating,
maybe something happens.
We need a little nip and then we're off again. Because we're out of the Koyukuk and we should hit the Yukon. Thanks.
I'm going to feed him.
All right.
Yes, if you're the receptacle.
Apparently I got to be it. You guys save your forks and spoons and stuff if you want to eat cake with it.
Oh, we're
going to
have cake.
Sure. Maybe I should go and get it, huh?
Shall I bring it in?
It isn't gooey, is it? Can I eat it with my fingers?
Are you ready for
it? Don't throw any of that good meat away if I can eat it.
There's lots of it here. They're going to leave you, man. A lot of it.
Mr. Falls,
I'll
set it here, but it burn it up when you burn your fire, see? It just burn it up.
No, that's the best way to do it.
Those are bones.
Those are just bones, Ben. Do you have a garbage out here?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You
burn it?
Just throw right in the fire.
Right in the fire, okay.
Now don't throw any pieces of good meat at all.
No, it isn't really.
No meat, just bones.
Well, I'll go get it if you want, or I'll just wait. Whatever you want, you're the doctor.
No, I think I should let him. We should just let him eat.
No, all right. So you let me know when you want to go get food.
I'm
going to eat this half a salad.
Go to Fairbanks and hold up there for the hotel or any place.
Spent all winter here last year.
But I don't gain anything. I don't. There's not much. When you're not known anymore, it gets so strange. Everybody's strangers. Why, just as well out here.
Yes. Do you get your own wood then? What do you do about your wood and your heating?
Oh, I can get that out. If I never had any help at all, I could always get enough wood to burn in a little house like this.
Uh-huh.
And I even get the wood, the green wood burns in that kind of a stove.
Okay.
That's a big stove.
Do you shovel your own snow then and all too?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Now that stove there, I'll hold fire all night and I can put an awful big stick in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's warm in here, nothing cold about it. I got, I used to get wood over that side of the hill over there, but it's so I got a, goodness, but well cut off.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't have to be without wood. I could rustle wood if I had only a hand sleigh. I had the wood here. All I need is only, I don't take time to get it when it's summertime. I'm always working on something else of mine and you never get time for to go and cut some wood. We do that in the fall, you know, when there's nothing else to do, get it when it's froze up. And then if it's not too hilly side, I can take the truck out and get it. If I can't get it with the truck, I got it. Tractor and I'll get it anyway. Well, you know, I'm enjoying this here. chicken pretty good, but I'm kind of slow while I'm talking too much.
Why don't you just eat your chicken? Just eat your chicken.
Well, if it's getting, maybe it's getting too cold in here, I can put a little fire in here.
No, 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 Ben. No, it's not too cold. It's cold, we can warm it up later. Why don't you leave it off?
Yeah. Okay.
Have you got somebody else out there? Bring them in.
Well, they'll all be in here in a minute.
I just located some more new pain.
Pardon me.
And I've been up there and back a couple of times this summer. I was trying to get the bulldozer.
Come on, Mike.
I was just looking for my camera. I don't know what it is. Oh. Excuse me, I'm looking for my camera.
Well, here's your...
Yeah, here it is.
Your time on the new finder. Mm-hmm.
I found it. Thank you. Go ahead and talk.
You don't know nobody.
We're just outside.
We're just talking here. I'm going to talk to...
Jack.
Jack is my name.
Jack. You know, I've been meeting in with some newcomers, but I don't know who they are. I don't know what... I don't know them at all.
Well, some of the newcomers are all right, and some of them are not.
They're just that way.
Yeah.
I don't know what they are.
And we don't want to injure any of them that are all right.
I don't tell them anything, but they seem to find out all about...
But the ones that are not all right, the pioneers are happy and willing and anxious to help you if they can.
Hey, I appreciate that. No, I do hope I never have to ask for any help.
No, they'd be glad to help you, Ben.
It might be that...
If you need help.
It might be...
But if you ask for help, the pioneers, I hope, will never refuse you.
I know the money knows. I know all the rights
that
I have, or I wouldn't be.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know.
And you know, these other outsiders, they're not according to law at all. They just want to hook up and give it.
They're what you would call boomers.
Yeah.
that's a mild name, of course. You don't want that any rest.
Oh, I try to eat it up, but I'll eat it up when after you're all gone.
If you don't want it, it's fine. I'll take it. But if you want to, go ahead and eat it.
Can you take care of that?
No, I've eaten a lot of that. I'm full.
But
that's for you. We're going to leave that for you.
But could you take it to your home?
No. We brought that out for you, Ben.
Well, that's fine. I know.
The food and the fruit and everything else we brought out to leave here for you. Well,
I'm afraid it's more.
They're sandwiches. You can eat those.
You know, I wouldn't be able to eat that up.
Oh, yeah. There's only two or three sandwiches there. You can eat that. Here's some grapes.
Well,
you can
eat
that.
Grape.
And here's more grapes.
Oh,
here's some cherries.
Here's
some nectarines.
I can't eat all that stuff.
Eat what you can.
Could you take some of it? Take a half of it away.
No.
Give it to somebody.
If Carl wants some, you give him some.
Oh, well, I want him to.
If Carl wants some of it, you give him some of it.
But we
brought it out for you and Carl.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, not one in a thousand.
Carl's a nice guy, and he's all right.
I'm one in a thousand people, as you would like.
If you don't want all of it, you give some of it to Carl.
No.
He don't want all his fruit. And I said, if he don't want to eat it, give it to you. All right?
I got far too much fruit and everything here.
We're just going to buy fruit out for Randy.
You'll
help. We're just talking over all this stuff. Can you take half of this away?
You bet you.
Went to home.
Well, since I found out, I don't eat chicken, but since I found out that he's not supposed to get along very well with this,
I don't like to waste anything, you know.
No, I don't either. My parents are part of the Scotch.
By golly, Ben, you came to Yukon.
You take a lot of this home.
We'll do it. Oh, you bet.
You got pack it up there in the box. And
you came into the Yukon then. in 1903, still in the fall, eh? 107, what'd you say, 150 miles cross country?
That's just exactly what it is. Mm. I'm walking.
Yeah.
I'm walking right from where Coldfoot is, where that first little town was.
And Coldfoot?
I come right at a right angle, right to Yukon.
And what, was there some, what place did you come to on the Yukon? What was it called?
I come to the Yukon Flats.
Yukon Flats.
Okay. And the river was spreading all over, you know.
Yeah, well,
how... I was just 6 miles above the entrance to the mountains again.
Well, how, where'd you go from there, I mean, and how'd you do it? Did you?
Well, I floated down in a raft.
You built a raft, eh?
Yeah.
Oh.
I floated down in a raft to get to Rampart.
In the Rampart?
And Rampart was 100 miles long.
Mm-hmm.
On the Yukon River on the left-hand side as you come down.
Well...
And there... It was quite a lively little town, you know. Nampak was just stirred up, you know, a little mining. I didn't know much about mining, but I guess, but I was a carpenter. And I got ashore, and they were building a street up in front of the river there.
Mm-hmm.
I got all the work I could do, and I needed some money. And then we had to come on. The work stopped. Business was going fine, everything was good. Stampede, they sent a man up to Fairbanks, or not Fairbanks, they called it Chino.
River. Yeah, Chino.
There was a strike up there. So the citizens got together and sent a dog team up there to find out about it.
That was you stayed in Rampart
early winter. Rampart, I was working, building some houses.
By this time it was winter.
I was building some log houses and finishing them up in Rampart because there was quite a little boom there. But I'd only dropped down from coming out of the...
Koyukuk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to the river, there's nothing there, only the flats, and there was an old ancient village, but not much there. And I got found an old boat that was buried in the sand. And I dug it out, and I managed to... And I managed to dig the sand all out of full, laying on the close to the shore for that one time in Indian village, you know, at the place where I came out of the Koyukuk overland. I landed on the Yukon River, and I seen this old boat full of sand, and I wondered if I couldn't dig it out. I wanted to go down the river till I got to Rampart. That's about 100 miles further down.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I dug away out it. Took me a day and a half to get it dried out. And when I did get it out, it looked all right, only it was pretty well open in the cracks. And I got some old rags that I found, and I corked it up for the float down to Rampart. I didn't know how far it was to Rampart from there. I hadn't even seen Rampart, but when I went up the Koyukuk River, I went up from the mountains. It takes a thousand miles by the river to get up to where the Coldfoot and the mines are.
Well, then you got that old boat going. You got into Rampart and working on the cabins, and they sent someone up then to Fairbanks to find out about the stampede, did they? That was in the fall or the early winter?
And Fairbanks was struck then, you know, but when I got out...
Well, 1903 was when they were going.
Well, 1903 was when I went up to the Koyukuk. I was a carpenter on the Koyukuk boat. They called it the Koyukuk steamer and helped them.
No, but I mean, in 1903, Fairbanks was struck after you were in Rampart. They'd heard about it. And as you say, they sent a man to find out. You were telling me...
Yes, we sent... The citizens there, they got together and they sent a man with a dog team up there to find out what was up on the Tanana.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came back, he reported the good news that they had found that people had found prey there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started the stampede from Manapart. And I joined that stampede, but after a good many of them had already gone, I joined the stampede and we traveled across over from Rampart to the Tanana River. That was probably 30 miles from the mouth of it up. And there we dog named it up the Red Tonneau River to Chena.
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 Yeah, it's town.
Old Chena.
Chena town.
This is still 1903.
You got plenty of tape left?
Yeah.
You want to change or anything?
No, I just want to finish this off.
Going. I thought it was going, so I just started in.
Yeah, well, we were gone. I'm going to... We'll just leave here in a minute. And if we can borrow a bench, we're going to come in a little bit with the cake.
I,
Just... We'll come in.
Where did I leave all my cars?
Yeah, you were going up the chain. You were stampeding. You went up up the Tannenhall with a dog team, and you got into the town of Old Chena.
The time, well, I was at Rampart when they sent the dog team.
Yeah, you had left. You'd
and I had left Rampart, but I waited till the dog team came back, and they reported they had flight. They had a flight.
Then
and
you
Pedro.
Went.
And that was Pedro. He was on Pedro. And they came back down, and that started the stampede from Rampart. And I joined the stampede. I was first or last. I don't know. I was just coming along the goose, you know.
That was 1903.
I didn't even know how to mine. But I joined the stampede. And when we got up there, it took quite a little time. I pulled my own sleigh.
You necked it, huh?
I necked it. I didn't have a horse or a dog or nothing. But I got enough grub on it. And finally I got out on the trail, and there was another fellow about in the same condition as I was. He was lugging a sleigh. And I said, well, we get now up the Tannenhall River quite a distance. And I said, well, no, I don't see why we should have to lug two sleighs if we put it all on one. So we did. We got together, and I don't even remember that fellow's name. But we went together on the, with our load on one sleigh. One fellow with a handlebar, and the other
naked.
Turnabout, you know. I'd run the handlebars to the... a while and then change off to him and he'd run. And
in
that way we come up the Tannenhall River.
That was
all
that
the
was
way to Chena. When we got to Chena, it was down there at the mouth of the flume.